Title: Subtle Arcade Style Textures from Scratch Without Third-Party Plugins Advanced. Alright, let's build subtle arcade style textures for drum and bass using only Ableton stock devices. And just to set expectations, we're not making a chiptune lead that hijacks the track. We're building micro details. The kind of background UI grit that you only really notice when it's missing. Think tiny coin blips, menu ticks, CRT air, bit-reduced tails, and little drifting artifacts that sit behind drums and bass like atmosphere. In a good DNB mix, these textures are felt more than heard. Here's the plan. We're building three layers: a bleep layer for short percussive notes, a noise or CRT air layer for constant motion, and a resample tail layer that gives you that captured from hardware realism. Then we'll glue everything together on a texture bus, and we'll make it DNB proof with sidechain docking so it never fights the kick and snare. Before you touch any synths, set your project tempo to around 172 to 176 BPM. Have a drum bus, a bass group, and then create a new group area called Arcade Textures. The goal is discipline. These textures should sit so low that if you mute them, you miss the vibe, but if you unmute them, you're not suddenly listening to a new lead. Let's start with layer 1, the bleep layer, the little coin blips. Create a new MIDI track and load operator. In operator, keep the algorithm simple. Oscillator a straight to output. Set osc to square, and set the coarse pitch to 2.00 so it's an octave up. Then add a tiny bit of fine tuning, like plus 5 to plus 15. That slight cheap digital detune is part of what makes it feel like UI audio instead of a clean synth. Now shape it like percussion. Go to the amp envelope. Attack at 0. Decay somewhere around 80 to 140 milliseconds. Sustain all the way off, minus infinity. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. You want it to speak and get out of the way fast. Here's the classic arcade trick. Pitch envelope. Turn on the pitch envelope and set the amount to around plus 12 to plus 24 semitones. Then set the decay very short, like 30 to 60 milliseconds. That creates that quick pip down at the start, the little digital click that reads as an arcade button or coin sound. Now we'll process it, but tastefully. First device after operator, redux. Set down sample around 2 to 4, start at 2.5. Set bit reduction around 10 to 12 bits. The point here is texture grain, not total destruction. If it's obviously bit crushed in the full mix, it's too much. Next add auto filter. Set it to high pass, 12 dB slope. Put the frequency somewhere around 600 Hz to 1.2 kHz. Add a little resonance, say 0.7 up to around 1.1. This is how you keep your blips from stepping on body and low mids. If you want it to feel alive, add tiny LFO on the filter frequency. Keep the amount low, like 5 to 10%, and set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16 sync. You're aiming for micro movement, not a wobble effect. Then add utility and pull the gain way down. Seriously. Minus 12 to minus 24 dB is normal. This layer is basically ghost percussion. Now program a 1-bar MIDI clip. Place notes on offbeats like you would ghost hits. Don't treat this like a melody. Think small ticks in the gaps. Use short note lengths. Vary velocity a lot, like 35 to 90. And here's an advanced move, micro timing. Nudge a few of these bleep notes slightly early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds ahead of the grid, so they read like transient detail. Then maybe nudge one or two notes slightly late, like plus 5 to plus 10 milliseconds, as a call and response against hats. This is one of those sounds expensive tricks because it makes the textures behave like real percussion, not sequenced synth notes. If your beat uses swing, apply groove from the groove pool. An MPC-style swing at 10 to 20% is often enough to make the bleeps breathe like a shuffled break. Cool. Layer 1 done. Now layer 2, the noise or CRT layer. This is your screen air, your subtle hiss and movement that fills the top end but doesn't sandpaper the hats. Create another MIDI track and load Waveatable. If you're unsure what Waveatable to pick, don't stress. The filter is doing the heavy lifting. Use something bright or noise adjacent and we'll control it. Turn Unison off for cleanliness. Use Waveatable's filter and set it to bandpass. Put the frequency somewhere like 2.5 to 6 kHz, resonance around 0.8 to 1.2. Add a little drive, 1 to 3 dB. Just for density. Now for the secret sauce, frequency shifter after Waveatable. This is where the CRT drift and weird UI grit lives. Try frequency shift mode for subtle drift, or ring mod for more metallic edge. Set frequency low, like 10 to 60 Hz, and start around 23 Hz. Then adjust the fine control until you find a sweet spot, where it feels like hardware movement. Keep dry slash wet low, like 5 to 15%. It should be almost like a shadow moving, not an effect announcing itself. Then add auto pan for stereo motion. You can go slow, like 0.1 to 0.38Z for gentle movement, or you can sync it rhythmically, like half note movement, if you want it to breathe with the phrase. Amount around 20 to 40%, phase around 120 to 180 degrees for width, but don't go insane. Then add another auto filter for cleanup. High pass at 200 to 400Hz so it never touches the bass. And if it's too fizzy, low pass around 10 to 12kHz. For the MIDI clip, don't overthink it. Make a 2 to 4-bar clip with one sustained note. Then automate filter frequency very subtly, like plus or minus 10 to 20% over time. And keep this track quiet. Minus 18 to minus 30 dB is not unusual. This is air, not a lead. Quick coaching note. Treat textures like presence domain elements. If your snare and hats already own 3 to 10kHz, aim your bleep ticks a bit lower, like 700Hz to 3kHz, and let the noise layer fill 6 to 10kHz very quietly. This separation is why subtle textures don't feel messy. Now let's route and glue. Group your bleep track and noise track into an arcade textures group. This is your texture bus. On that group, add glue compressor first. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. You're not smashing it. You want like 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction when bleeps hit, just to make the layers behave like one unit. Next add saturator, turn soft clip on. Drive 1 to 3 dB. Again, subtle, we're thickening, not frying. Then add echo. Set time to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter the echo. High pass around 600Hz, low pass around 6 to 8kHz, dry slash wet 5 to 12%. This creates tiny reflections, like the sound is bouncing inside a small arcade machine space. Then add hybrid reverb. Choose room or plate. Decay 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Make the color darker. Dry slash wet 4 to 10%. You should feel space, not wash. Now, an extra safety move that pros love. Put a limiter last on the arcade textures group. You're not using it to get loud. You're using it as a texture ceiling, so automation and resampling doesn't create random spikes that jump out of nowhere. Set the ceiling high, like minus 10 to minus 6 dB. Leave gain at zero. It's basically just a safety net. Now we build layer 3, the arcade tail layer, via resampling. Create a new audio track called Arcade Resample. Set audio from to the arcade textures group. Arm it. Record 8 to 16 bars while your drums and bass loop plays. While it records, listen for happy accidents, little stutters, weird drift moments, tails that suddenly get crunchy. That's the gold. After recording, go into the audio, pick your best one or two bars and consolidate them into a loop. Warp it. If you want safe and smooth, use Complex Pro. If you want a bit more grain and attitude, try Beats Mode. And if you want extra sampler stretch grit, here's a fun trick. Resample at halftime, then warp it back up to DNB tempo using Beats Mode with transient set low. It can create this authentic time-stretched texture that feels like old hardware without using any extra plugins. Now post-process the resampled audio. Add redux, but lighter than the bleeps. Downsample around 1.5 to 3.0, bits around 11 to 14. This is glue, not a headline. Then EQ8. High pass around 200 to 500Hz. If it competes with your snare crack, dip slightly around 3 to 5kHz. If it's harsh, gently shelf down above 10 to 12kHz. Now a very pro mixing move, use EQ8 in mid/side mode on the resample. Keep the mid clear, and if needed do a small mid dip where the snare lives, often around 2 to 4kHz. Then on the sides, high pass higher, like 600Hz up to even 2kHz. So stereo width is mostly sparkle and air, not important body. This keeps mono compatibility strong. Then add utility. Set width somewhere like 80 to 120%, carefully. DNB mono compatibility matters a lot, and set the gain so it sits barely there. Now, make it DNB proof. Sidechain ducking. On the arcade textures group, or on the resample track, add compressor and enable sidechain. Sidechain from your kick and snare bus. Or even just the snare if you want that snare breath vibe. Set ratio around 4:1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. Lower the threshold until you get about 2 to 6 dB of ducking on hits. You want the textures to pulse with the groove, not flatten the whole mix. Advanced variation, you can sidechain only the air, not the whole texture. Split the texture bus with an audio effect rack into two chains. One chain is body, mostly 700 Hz to 4 Khz. The other chain is air, mostly 6 to 12 Khz. Put heavier sidechain compression on the air chain. That way the texture stays present, but it never turns your hats into sandpaper. Now, arrangement tips. Because this is where it goes from cool sound to finished record. One approach. Phrase-based UI language. For bars 1 to 16, only run noise air, no bleeps. Bars 17 to 32, add sparse bleeps as a call. Then the last two bars before the drop. Introduce one repeating confirm tick as the response. It feels intentional, like a system interface. Another move. Automate space like a camera zoom. Instead of turning the texture up for energy, slowly increase echo feedback and hybrid reverb decay into a transition, then snap them back at the drop. You get the feeling of scale changing while levels stay disciplined. And here's a drop impact trick. Automate the texture bus down 1 to 2 dB for the first beat of the drop. Then bring it back. That micro dip makes the drop feel bigger, without changing your overall vibe. Let's cover a few common mistakes to avoid. If the textures are too loud, you'll know, because you'll be listening to them all the time. Usually they're 3 to 6 dB too high. Turn them down and trust the brain to feel them. If everything is super wide in the highs, you'll smear the hats and lose mono punch. Check mono. A great workflow is mapping a key to utility's mono button on the texture bus and toggling it during the drop. If the vibe disappears in mono, reduce width, reduce autopan amount, or move width higher with mid/side EQ. If you didn't filter, the bleeps will fight the snare, especially in that 2 to 6 kHz zone. Bypass and EQ with intention. If you overbit crush, it stops being texture and turns into a gimmick. Redux is addictive. One tasteful stage beats three brutal ones. And if you ignore groove, the bleeps will sound pasted on. Use swing, use velocity, use micro timing. Now, quick darker, heavier D and B options. Shift textures down in pitch, but keep them filtered. Dark rollers often love low mid UI ticks around 400 Hz to 1.5 Khz instead of bright cute bleeps. Try corpus after operator at very low dry/wet. Like 3 to 8%. Tube or beam modes tuned around 200 to 600 Hz can give this ominous metal chassis resonance. Or for a more handheld console vibe, try corpus on the noise layer with membrane or plate mode at 1 to 6% wet, and sweep the tune until it adds a casing-like honk. Then EQ it back so it's not a noticeable note. This audio version is shortened for playback.